Well, it's absolutely fantastic news. You know, we're talking about building a modern transportation system for the fourth largest state for the 21st century, and that's really what it's all about. You have to start somewhere, and aren't we fortunate that it's going to start between Tampa and Orlando? This has real ramifications for our future. It links two major metropolitan areas by a method other than interstate travel, and eventually it will connect Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. And that is extremely significant, to have an alternative way to get to Florida's major cities without getting on the interstate system. We, for too long, have been dependent on the interstate system that was designed in the 1950s, and that's really the only way to get around in the state of Florida, other than the airliners, which have limited flight to the major cities. And so now we're talking about a new modern transportation system starting here in Tampa. It's really going to help us economically in many, many ways. And very significant is that when people get off the high-speed rail in Tampa, one day, if the voters approve it, they will link to our light rail and better bus system in Hillsborough County, and we will be able to say that we truly have a modern 21st century transportation system, instead of constantly being behind, trying to catch up, and always trying to explain away our inadequacies.
But Mayor, that's not guaranteed. There's no guarantee that voters will support this, the penny tax increase this November. What happens if it just becomes a high-speed rail to nowhere, if there's nothing to no network to connect to?
Well, it'll never be a high-speed rail to nowhere because it's connecting major cities. But, you know, we will eventually have light rail in this area. If the voters don't like the proposal that's on the ballot November 2nd, then we will go back and figure out what the voters will approve. But there has to be something that the majority of the voters in Hillsborough County will agree is best for our future. I'm just convinced of that with all the speeches I've given on this over the past 3 years and the feedback I get from the public. I just know that the majority of the public recognizes that we have to invest in something other than just roads. So I have confidence that the future will hold a better bus system and light rail for Hillsborough County.
And my final question, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, is this project, the first leg from Orlando to Tampa, is expected to cost $2.5 billion or so. The federal government just committed $1.25 billion. Where does the rest of the money come from?
Well, my understanding from talking to all the parties involved today on the congressional level, as well as the individual from the White House, is that the other money will be appropriated in the coming years. That they want to make sure that Florida is on the right track and expending that $1.25 billion appropriately, which, you know, I'd take that same approach if I were in the White House. I'd say I'd give you some and see how you do, and if the project's moving forward in the way it ought to, and if you're spending it the way it ought to be spent, then here's the rest of it. And I think that's the approach the White House is taking. I don't blame them. So, up to DOT now to get going on the engineering and the design. And then when they can show that they've accomplished that in an efficient manner, then we'll be ready for the other billion to finish it up.